in there in the bookstore and check out something. And also, the youth that are going to be a part of our far out dinner. It's far out, too. We're going to be all over the place next Saturday. So I need you to sign up and because I need to know who's going so we'll know we can provide the transportation and the food. I will share this with you. You're going to be eating in three different places next Saturday. Does that sound pretty good? It's going to be fun. All right. Would you stand for the reading of God's Word, please? I'm going to be reading from Nehemiah today. And I want to take a minute just to share a little bit of the background before I read the scripture to you. But you remember that all of the Jews, the Israelites, had been carried away into captivity. They'd been in captivity for 70 years. They'd been carried away. And the Lord began to send people back to get ready God was getting ready to bring them back. He was getting ready to bring them back to Jerusalem. So he sent Ezra back, the scribe, who was sent there to start preparing people with the word of God. And then he called upon this cupbearer named Nehemiah and gave him the vision to rebuild the wall. Now, you know the importance of rebuilding the wall, not that God wouldn't protect him, but it was symbolic of, we're back. Did you know that? It's symbolic of the fact that we are back and we are back in possession of what God has given us. That's why they needed to rebuild the wall. So they've gotten it all done. And chapter 7 says that the wall was built, the doors were set, and the gatekeepers and the singers were appointed. They're getting ready to start. Then I'm going to begin reading in Nehemiah chapter 8. And it says, I'm reading out of the Message Bible, that all the people came together as one in the square before the water gate. And they told Ezra, the teacher of the law, to bring out the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded for Israel. Now this was the books of Moses, the first five books of the Old Testament. So on the first day of the seventh month, Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly, which was made up of men and women and all who were able to understand. And he read it aloud from daybreak till noon. Now, daybreak till noon, they heard the word just being read. I lost my place. There you go. He read it aloud from daybreak till noon as he faced the square before the water gate in the presence of the men, women, and others who could understand. And all the people listened attentively to the book of the law. Now Ezra, the teacher of the law, stood on a high wooden platform built for the occasion. Beside him on the right stood, and I'm not going to mention all these Levites, okay? They're all Ias. You know, Maaseiah and Pedadiah and all these, Hashem and Hashbadadim, and you won't ever remember their names. And Ezra opened the book, and all the people could see him because he was standing above them. And he opened it, and the people all stood up. Ezra praised the Lord, the great God. And all the people lifted their hands and responded, Amen, Amen. Then they bowed down and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. And then the Levites instructed the people in the law while the people were standing there. And they read from the book of the law of God, making it clear and giving the meaning so that the people understood what was being read. Then Nehemiah the governor, Ezra the priest and the teacher of the law, and the Levites who were instructing the people said to them, This day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn or weep. For all the people had been weeping as they listened to the words of the law. And Nehemiah said, Go and enjoy choice food, sweet drinks, and send some to those who have nothing prepared. This day is holy to our Lord. Do not grieve, for the Lord, the joy of the Lord is your strength. And the Levites calmed all the people, saying, Be still, for this is a holy day. Do not grieve. And then all the people went away to eat and drink, to send portions of food, and to celebrate with great joy, because they now understood the words that had been made known to them. You know, a lot of the people were thinking, oh, look how much we've missed. And they were so much grieving, they were getting ready to miss the blessing that God was getting ready to perform for them, because he wanted them to say, you're back. You've got the word of the Lord back. Don't grieve over the past. Don't grieve what you didn't have. Enjoy the Lord today, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. And then he said, go out and share it with others. And I want to read this real quick to you. I found this when I was just studying on praise and worship. And it said this, though weeping is necessary, it is not the final message that God has for us. To show us, Nehemiah and Ezra speak up and correct the people. What a powerful statement of the effect of the word of God. When people understand it, it brings joy. The joy of the Lord is your strength. What a great word for the grieving people who see the evil in their lives and the lives of those around them and mourn over what it has produced. The word that brings joy is that of forgiveness. God can forgive. He does, and he will restore. That is what Jesus meant when he said, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. I don't think you will ever be comforted until you learn to mourn. And when you see the hurt, pain, and despair that sin can produce and you grieve over it, then you're ready for the comfort of forgiveness. What does the joy of the Lord mean? It is the fact that God has found a solution to all the problems of sin. He has provided a way to be sensible, sober, wise, helpful, wholesome living. How? By learning to think like he thinks. Begin to see the world from his point of view. Listen no longer to the clamoring voices of the media. Do not take your philosophy of life from what people are saying or the advice of others are giving. Listen to the word of God. That is the answer. It will heal your life. He sent forth his word and he healed them, writes the psalmist. And the ministry of the word of God is to heal us and to create in us a desire to share that healing with others. Nehemiah urges the people to send portions of food to those who had nothing prepared. This is invariably the result in those who find their lives beginning to be healed by the word of God. They start thinking of others who are hurting, and they want to share with them what they have heard. Thank you, Lord, for the joy of forgiveness and restoration. Amen. Church, we're here today to celebrate the joy of the Lord and to minister unto the Lord and to worship him. And then he throws out and gives to us what we need to hear today. Amen. So let's praise him this morning.
Anthems fill the skies with praise. All your mighty words display your glory. They tell of your glory. We who call upon your name cannot be silent. We will praise, we will sing it out. Whoa, we will sing it out. For we have seen the greatness of your glory be revealed. And we have seen all that you've done. And we cannot be still. We will cry out to you. Your loving kindness and your truth, it has delivered us. You have delivered us. Great is your glory, Lord. When nations learn of your ways, they will bow down to you. They will bow down to you.
Oh, anthems fill the air. Amen.
Into all the world we take the mystery of your saving grace. Shine the light into the darkness. For we have seen the greatness of your glory be revealed. And we have seen all that you've done. And we cannot be still. We will cry out. justice and your truth. It has delivered us. You have delivered us. Great is your glory, Lord. When nations learn of your ways, they will bow down to you. We will bow down to you.
Hallelujah.
All the world we take, the mystery of your saving grace, shine your light into the darkness. For we have seen the greatness of your glory be revealed, and we have seen all that you've done, and we cannot be still. We will cry out to you. Your loving kindness and your truth, it has delivered us. You have delivered us. Great is your glory, Lord. When nations learn of your ways, we will cry out to you. We will cry out.
We will cry out.
We will cry out to you. Your loving kindness and your truth, it has delivered us. You have delivered us. Great is your glory, Lord. When nations learn of your ways, we will bow down to you. We will bow down to you.
Church, give him the praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To have been there long, long ago when those shepherds weren't expecting anything that night. And all of a sudden, the heavenly hosts were in the air. And angels were singing and praising God and saying, glory to the Lord in the highest. And on earth, peace, goodwill. Goodwill. Peace. Goodwill. Think of that. Amen.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strain. Inspire your heavenly song.
Yes,
in excelsis Deo. Him whose birth the angels sing. Come adore on bended knee Christ the Lord, the newborn King. Gloria in excelsis Deo.
That's on the inside of me. If I could do what the inside of my spirit wanted to do, I'd be jumping over those pews and chairs. But don't worry about it. I'm not going to do that this morning. But the spirit on the inside of me just says, my goodness, don't hold back. Don't hold back. Amen. The joy of the Lord. You've got it. You've got the word of God. Amen. Let's just lift our hands and praise Him this morning. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, we worship and praise You this morning. Now, we're going to do joy to the world, but it's just a little tad different. But you'll be able to sing it like you normally do, but I think this has got just a little bit more to it.
Joy to the world. The Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing.
Oh,
give him a praise today. Joy, unspeakable joy. It rises in my soul. Has nothing to do with the way I feel. Has nothing to do with circumstances. Because it's the Word of God that transformed my life. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's another story. There's another story in the Bible we talk about around Christmas time. And, you know, we study when the angel appeared to Mary. And the angel came to her and told her what was going to take place. And you know, and she had the question, well, you know, what? How can this be? I've never known a man. And he talked about how the Holy Spirit would come upon her and Jesus would be born. And so, you know, here's this young girl. And, you know, we all need a confirmation of the Word of God in our lives. I mean, God does that to us. You know, I mean, you know, did you imagine this? And God sent her to a cousin, Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth walked to the door to open it, John, her baby, that was miraculous, leaped on the inside with joy. And she opened the door and she said, "Hail, thou art highly favored. Look who you've got on the inside of you." And Mary's saying, "Oh, there's no way she could have known. Oh, it's real." And then she begins this beautiful scriptures. "My soul magnifies the Lord, for he has done great things." And I just see this young girl just spinning around and dancing and saying, "Well, it's true. It's true, regardless of what I have to face. It's true." Glory to God. And we have this new song, and you'll step right into it and sing it with us. Hallelujah.
Do not be afraid. Company of angels, glory in the highest, and on the earth a peace among those on whom his favor rests. Come and worship, do not be afraid. Unto you a child is born, unto us a son is given. Let every heart prepare its throne, let every nation under him. Come and worship, Lord, he has done great things for me, great things for me. My soul, magnify the Lord, my soul, magnify the Lord. He has done great things for me, great things for me. Of his government there will be no end. He'll establish it with his righteousness, and he shall reign on David's throne, and his name shall be from this day on Wonderful Counselor, Everlasting Father, Bye.
Of you, my soul magnifies the Lord today. Amen. We praise you, Jesus. Oh, praise God. Oh, we praise you, Father God. But from the manger to the cross, you know, someone showed me a beautiful picture last Sunday of it was a manger the Lord instructed them to build. And in the manger, they didn't put a baby, they put a cross. Jesus, Messiah. Amen.
that we might become his righteousness. He humbled himself and carried the cross. Love so amazing. Love so amazing.
Jesus Messiah, name above all names, blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel. Lord of all,
his body the bread, his blood the wine, broken and poured out all for love. The whole earth trembled and the veil was torn. Love so
sinners, you're the ransom from heaven, Jesus Messiah, Lord of all, Jesus Messiah, Lord.
We have that Jesus the Messiah died for us, took all sin, every sin, today, yesterday, tomorrow, on the cross, in his own body, for all of us. And what do? I receive that. If you're in this church this morning, you've never said, Lord Jesus, I receive everything you've done for me. You're Lord of lords and you're King of kings, and I confess that now with my mouth and I believe in my heart. Or if you're listening to this, realize Jesus came to take you out of your darkness, to put you in your light, in his light.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Oh, my eyes, let me see beauty that made this heart adore you, hope of a life spent with you. worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all days, oh so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above. Humbly you came to the earth you created, all for love's sake became poor. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. I'll never know how much it costs to see my sins upon that cross. I'll never know how much it costs to see my sins upon that cross. I'll never know how much it costs to see my sins upon that cross. I'll never know how much it costs. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. I'll never know how much it costs to see my sin upon that cross. I'll never know how much it costs to see my sin upon that cross. Bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me.
Here I am.
And here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy. You're altogether wonderful.
You're wonderful. You're wonderful. Yes, you are.
I'll never know how much it costs
to see my sins upon that cross. I'll never know how much it cost.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just praise him this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you for the cross, Lord. Thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, we worship and we praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. You may be seated, Brother Ricardo.
Hallelujah. Fascinating time of year, isn't it? You know, we all expect to have things, and all the kids expect gifts. Amen. Well, that's right. Even me, I'm a kid, I expect a gift. Hallelujah. But God gave the greatest gift, amen? He sure did. When a man couldn't step up to live by the rules of the Old Testament, God knew that before he set all his plans in action, evidently, because he fixed it to where we didn't have to struggle and worry about all those laws. See, we didn't have to go out and kill the lamb and do all the sacrifices. Only sacrifice that we had to make is get on our knees and say, God, you're my king, and I love you, and I want you to be my savior. Amen. That's the only sacrifice we had to make. Amen. Now, I know that being a Christian ain't always what we think it ought to be. But now, I firmly believe that being a Christian is trying to do the best you can do every day to live right. Understanding that God lived, died, and bled for us on that cross. And we're not perfect. We're human. We can't be perfect. We weren't designed that way. Amen. Old Satan is working overtime, guys. But you know what? God helped us out. He sent the Savior. Amen.
God sent his son. They called him Jesus. He came to love, heal, and forgive. He lived and died.
Face tomorrow.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, praise God this morning. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.